So we have Todd Starnes.
Yes, Todd Starnes is on with us.
Fox Radio News reporter. His regular commentary is heard daily on AFR. You just heard Todd, in fact, during the break. He has a new book titled The Deplorable's Guide to Making America Great Again. And we want to welcome the chief deplorable, Todd Starnes, to today's issues. Todd, welcome back.
The deplorable among deplorables.
kind of a take on what the Apostle Paul said. When you know, Hebrew of Hebrews, Pharisee of Pharisees. In your case, a deplorable of deplorables. But that's a good thing in the way it was used. Tell our listeners, for those who have kind of heard that word thrown around, they knew it had something to do with the election, where that word came from, why you wanted to write a book about it.
Well, this is why I dedicated my new book to Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Just kidding. It was back on the campaign trail. Hillary Clinton was giving a speech in New York City to an LGBT group, and she talked about people who support Donald Trump. And she said half of Donald Trump supporters are homophobic and Islamophobic and all sorts of phobics. There was a litany of them. And she said that we're just a great big basket of deplorables, irredeemable deplorables. And I was writing the book. I was already writing the book at that point. And I thought, this would be a great title for the book. And because ultimately, what she said goes back to what President Obama said years ago, talking about folks who cling to their guns and their religion, calling us bitter Americans. And I got to tell you something. I'm sort of proud to be a gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
Todd, this is Abe here, and I'm sure you heard the news recently that was announced that the Clinton Global Initiative is shutting its doors on April 15th this year because magically it appears that their donors only like Clintons when they have access to a White House or State Department. How does that factor into your guide for Deplorable's Guide to Making America Great Again?
Well, they still had to buy the book at full price. You know, this is the great thing about my book. For the first time, you know, this is my fourth book, fellas. Mm-hmm. I think this is the first time where the liberals actually agree. This really is a deplorable book.
Hey, Todd, this is Walker here. If you can, without revealing what's all in your book, because we want people to buy it, can you give us a little glimpse, maybe one story or a snippet of it that really stood out to you when writing the book?
Sure. Well, one of the things that we heard from folks who bought my last book, Godless America, is they wanted some talking points. They wanted some action points, because when you read one of my books, you want to get ready to do something after you finish reading a chapter. Mm-hmm. So we really decided to make this a handbook for folks. And at the end of each chapter, we provide marching orders. So what can we do in our towns and our communities to restore traditional American values? How can we get back to those the values that our founding fathers had? And we explain how to do that in the book. And Walker, one of the things that I want people to do is laugh, is to smile. And I think that we're called to be happy warriors, because ultimately, you know, we've all read the book of Revelation. We know how all of this ends. So we should be joyful. And I talk a lot about that in the book, and there are a lot of fun chapters as well. One of my favorite stories, we talk about how the culture is changing. And you fellas know that I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. So I'm just a Southerner as they come. And I talk about how the South has been impacted by what I call the culture creep. And like Northern traditions are seeping in like kudzu. And so the name of that chapter in the book is called Baptist Biscuits and Bare Naked Tree Huggers.
Oh, we almost can't say that on the air, but you did. Hey, listen, Todd, let me ask you this. I'm glad to be a deplorable, if by deplorable, you know, you're talking about someone who clings to God, okay? I may not cling to my gun. I do have one handy in my home. But all joking aside, and this is very serious stuff when we talk about the divide between the left, the elites, and the deplorables. So let me ask you this. As divided as we are, is there any real way? I mean, are these just two groups that will always remain divided? Is this something that can only be settled by civil war, God forbid? I mean, how does this country become one again?
Well, I make that point in the book that ultimately, if we are going to reunite as a country, it won't be done in the state house. It has to be done in the church house. Mm. And I believe that really what ails our country, everything that ails our country, can be solved by returning to the Christian heritage of our great nation. You know, if you really want to address the issues like, for example, race relations in America, you know, Congress can't change somebody's heart. Mm-hmm. Only a relationship with Christ can change someone's heart. And I talk about that in the book. I make it a point to say that, you know what, I may be a deplorable American, but I'm not irredeemable. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And so there is a distinct Christian flavor and Christian theme running through this book. And I challenge people, you know what, we can't, you know, Christians, if we want to, you know, complain about an issue, or if we want to protest, we can't be that clanging cymbal or the noisy gong. We have to, again, be ambassadors for Christ, even in our protest. But I really hope people understand that theme as they read the Deplorables Guide. Because we can take back America, we can reunite America, and that is the point of this book is to do that.
Todd, it's Fred here. You know, one of the things I think that has to change, and it may not, but Donald Trump would like to is, and that's the mainstream media. You are in the belly of the beast there in New York City when it comes to hometown of the major media. I mean, Donald Trump has their heads spinning. And it doesn't sound like he's going to give up. We were just discussing this morning, you know, there's this controversy over where the White House media are going to be for the daily briefing. And he wanted to put them, I think, across the street with a place that would seat about 140. And they didn't like that. They say they want to be close to him. So he said, okay, we'll bring you back across the street, and you can be in the West Wing of the White House here. But that only sits 29 people, and I get to pick who the 29 are. I mean, this knowing these elite, you talk about the elite in this country, the mainstream media, the ABC, CBS, CNN, whatever the case may be, they have got to be roaring, but there's no backing down when it comes to Donald Trump and his relationship with the media.
Well, there's not, and they, I think, really, they are shell-shocked right now because they're not used to a politician actually standing up to them, and quite frankly, the mainstream media of late, they've been bullies. You know, they bullied George W. Bush, they bullied Donald Trump, and I think they're coming to terms with this idea that he does not need them to get his message out.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons why he's been sending out messages to the country in 140 characters or less on Twitter. Look, I worked for a time, as the fill-in White House correspondent for Fox Radio, and I can tell you that press briefing room is tiny. As a matter of fact, the workspace for Fox Radio was about the size of a phone booth, literally.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a lot of space, and it makes perfect sense to move to a larger room where more media can participate. But Fred, you touched on something. This really has nothing to do with inviting more journalists in. This has to do with the fact that ABC and CNN and the New York Times and the Associated Press all believe they deserve to be in those front row seats and nobody else gets to ask the questions.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. I tell you what, I'm looking forward to those daily briefings now. this is going to be entertainment worth watching.
Yes.
As to how all of this transpires. Because I know Donald Trump is not going to be in the room. But his press
secretary. But he's going to be in the room.
But he's going to be in the room. And I mean, pointing the finger, fake news, out of here. You know, it's almost like, what's the show he used to, The Apprentice? You know?
Yes.
You're fired.
You're out of here. You know, that was an expression, apparently, of his personality.
Yes.
And that personalities don't change. A leopard can't change its spots.
Mm-mm. And you know, Fred, to be honest with you, I hope to one day hear someone from One News Now asking a question of the president. I mean, you guys have a massive audience.
Yes.
And this is what Donald Trump was talking about and Sean Spicer, the press secretary, were talking about. There are many of these news agencies out there that have audiences just as large mm-hmm. as the mainstream media audiences. Why aren't they allowed to ask questions? Why aren't they allowed to participate in that process?
Well, a lot of people may not be aware. It is the Correspondents Association. They have a great deal of power. You know, you have to go through them to get certification to go to the political conventions. It's mm-hmm. not the parties that certify you. It's the Correspondents Association. And I think they've had that kind of power at the White House, but it sounds to me like Donald Trump is going to change that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is refreshing. They have controlled, they've mm-hmm. not only controlled the message, but they've controlled the messengers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that thing has to change.
Hey, Todd, tell us about where our listeners can find your book.
Well, we have a landing page by Publishing House. Charisma House has done a tremendous job. They have you can actually download a chapter of the book and read it. It's at deplorablesbook.com. That's deplorables with an S, book.com. And you can go ahead and pre-order your book. So we're really excited. The book, by the way, guys, on Amazon, it's already hit bestseller status. And so we're really excited. Apparently, there are a lot of deplorable people in America.
Well, what's a good Baptist boy doing working with those crazy charismatics? Charisma House is your publisher.
Well, you know, I went to Lee University, which is a Church of God school. I don't speak in tongues, but I can interpret.
Okay.
All right. I'm just kidding.
Okay. All right. Todd,
I'm pretty good at jumping pews, too.
Well, and you know what? I think a lot of us Christians are discovering we are all in this boat together, and we're gonna sail together or sink together. So,
and that is the message of the Deplorables Guide to Making America Great Again. It's that we've got to stand together, and when we do, and I give example after example, when we do, we can facilitate change, which is why Donald Trump's going to be sworn into office on Friday.
Well, it's a very sneaky way of getting the title of your book on air one more time. The Deplorables Guide to Making America Great Again. Folks, I look forward to reading this book. You will be blessed, encouraged, and informed, and apparently given some pretty good marching orders, too. That's Todd Starnes. You've been hearing his voice, Fox Radio News reporter. Todd, thank you so much for being on with us.
Thanks, guys.